Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Catherine Bate, who is the CEO of Advertising Standards Canada, also known as Ad Standards. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So we wanted to talk about the gambling ads that are on that are ubiquitous on TV right now, especially if you're watching a sporting event, and wondering about if they actually fit some of the advertising standards that have been set, or if they're out of whack, because I've heard a lot of complaints recently from people who have real concerns about the way these ads are being presented. I wondered if Ad Standards could clarify that a little bit.
Absolutely. No, happy to speak to that. We are certainly aware of the complaints, particularly around the volume and the frequency of sports betting ads on television. Since advertising since the gaming framework was opened up online legally about a year or so ago, of course, the advertising complaints associated with that have been coming to us, and I'll talk a little later, happy to elaborate about the complaints procedure. But we have received a high number of complaints. What we do at Ad Standards, we are the self-regulatory body for the advertising industry and a not-for-profit, and we adjudicate all the complaints that we receive under the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards. So it really sets the ground rules for what is acceptable advertising in Canada. And where we look for the complaints that might trigger an issue under one of those codes. So the fact of iGaming complaints or iGaming advertising is definitely of concern. It's not our jurisdiction to establish what products or services, if they're legal, can or can't be advertised. So the fact of those ads actually falls outside of the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards. And similarly, we don't adjudicate complaints dealing with volume or frequency of the ads. Where Ad Standards is involved is in terms of the, more or less, I'll call it the content of the ad. So if the ad is for a legal product and service and is on TV or any media, the question comes to whether or not there is something about the ad itself that is contrary to the code.
So in this case, most of the complaints that I've heard from people have been regarding the appeal to children. And that includes the Ojo ads, which I don't know if you're familiar with them, but I don't even think Ojo is, like, I think they have some platforms you don't need to spend money on and you don't need to be an adult to use, but they're definitely getting this idea of online gambling, but if it's not for real money, into public consciousness, and including the public consciousness of minors. And then there's like the bright colors, and there's the celebrities, and there's the sports people. And I understand that some of those rules are going to be changed, or they're in the process of being changed. I think they're giving the companies some time to make those changes. If something is addictive and appears to be aimed at children, is that within your jurisdiction?
That can be. So a lot to unpack there, and happy to do so. To start with, I won't be able to speak to any particular ad or provider or service. So the comments that I'm giving are all just general comments in terms of the market. Let me start with one of the questions that you raised, which is common across many different platforms, whether it's gaming platform, iGamer organizations, or just generally online, which is the free-to-play. So when we talk about free-to-play games where one can go on and it may look or feel like some online casino game, but there's no actual gambling involved, no money in, no money out, those are not gaming. So when I'm talking about gaming complaints, I'm looking at the actual, that more legal definition in terms of that gambling activity of money in and money out. The playing of a game online and the advertising for that is something else in terms of it just being advertising or the actual activity of a game, but not gambling in the sense of what we're otherwise talking about. In terms of advertising to children, and I'm going to tease out distinction between children and minors more broadly. So children typically are somewhere around, depending on which code or guideline or law you look at, somewhere under the age of 12 or 13. And there are specific rules for advertising to children, particularly on broadcast television. Ad Standards In addition to administering the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards, we pre-clear advertising for broadcast television for ads that are directed to children. That's typically times of day or programming deemed by the broadcasters as being targeted to children. And we look at the advertising to ensure that it complies with rules set by the CRTC. So in terms of advertising to children specifically on broadcast television, those need to meet the standards of the CRTC. Where ads could incidentally appeal to a child but not be in child-directed programming, that's not the subject of preclearance. But whether an ad appeals to a child or to minors is something we could look at under the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards. Now, in terms of it actually appealing to minors, the language of the code speaks to advertisements, particularly for advertising to minors. The clause deals with products that are prohibited for minors, such as gambling ads or gambling activity would be. The ad appeals particularly to people under the legal age. So in that instance, what we're looking for, if we receive a complaint about that, is whether there are factors that really, not just incidentally, but would seem to be appealing specifically to that underage market. Okay. And then finally, you raised the question of the athletes in advertising. And yes, that is being reviewed, as we understand it, by the government as well. So the consultation on that has closed. Ad Standards did provide comments in that consultation, but that's a wait and see for the government to assess at this time.
Okay. So we don't have a lot of time left. How do people, if they feel like an ad is offensive in some way or is doing something like targeting minors, how do they complain?
Absolutely. So you can find our website at adstandards.ca. And I'd suggest people start with a tab at the top called Code, and you can look up the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards there and have a look at the code. That will talk a little bit about what's covered, what's not, what we can adjudicate, and what's outside of our purview. And it'll give you a sense of the types of complaints that we can look at. And then at the top of our page, right beside, or top of that banner, right beside the code, are complaints. And from there, you can click on that. We've got an online form. We just need some information about the ad, what it was for, when it was seen, you know, what network or what platform or what billboard. And from there, we can take the complaint forward through our process. And that's all set out on those tabs on our website,
okay.
adstandards.ca.
Great. Does that include social media?
Yes. Yes, it does. We accept complaints about advertising in all media.
In all media. Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off?
I think the only other piece I should mention, the work of Think TV, which is the Association for the Broadcasters. They have guidelines specific to gaming activity in broadcast advertising as well through their clearance guidelines. So for those interested in the topic, that might be another place to look in addition to Ad Standards.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm Candace Vetter, and I've been speaking with Catherine Bate, who is the CEO of Ad Standards. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, and first for local news.